You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, dolls.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at Big Ribs and Big Wigs.
Hey, Big Wigs. Welcome back. We are back in studio after an amazing live show for the New York Comedy Festival. I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Anna Roisman. What's up?
Hi. I love how that you started in song. I really love when you whip out a little music and then she went British and then she went back to dry.
Who is she today? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Anna,
who am I today?
You are rocking. You've got some yin and some yang. You've got a nice pink sweater.
Thanks. You know, I'm just really trying to bring the peace wherever I go.
Girl, we need it.
I feel like I am a walking ball of fire.
I don't know if bad luck follows you or it's just you, your life is just very busy. It's like there's always something going on, whether good or bad.
No,
it's
I'm going to go with bad busy. Luck has been following me.
We got to get that bad juju off.
I really do. Something's got to change. I've had a horrible weekend since I saw you at the show.
Right.
It's just gone downhill, you know, and I posted about it. So those of you who follow me know what went on.
Right. Of course.
But
of course.
We had fun Friday night. We went to the Stand and celebrated the New York Comedy Fest.
We did.
That was nice.
That was really fun. We didn't really know who we were going to see, but we saw some familiar faces for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you ran into, I feel like every time I'm with Dre, she runs into like a high school, college, like in the middle of the street, like a random college or high school. You're like, I know her from high school. I know her from college. I'm like, my God, you know so many randos, like who randos. You didn't expect to see. You know what I mean?
Right. Murray's Cheese, I ran into one of my college friends.
Yeah.
Shout out Sammy Short. And she was just on basically a field trip with all of her coworkers.
That was really funny. It was like a girl with like 10 like tech men.
Turns out, like, yes.
Field trip?
She's like the brand lead strategist for the engineering team at Facebook.
There you go. Wow. The fact that you just spit that out is so impressive. I'd be like, she works in tech.
Remember what I said? What, do you work in STEM, Sammy? And she was like, basically. And then I DM'd her later and I was like, no, seriously, why were you with a bunch of men at Murray's Cheese?
Right.
And she was like, oh, I'm leading. There was a reorg at the company. And then that's what it was. So, yeah, we ran into a couple of people at the Stand. And my old friend from high school is now doing stand-up, Claire Simakowski. Look her up.
There you go. All the shout-outs. And I was with my high school friends because they...
Yes.
They're like... There's three of us and we've always done like comedy together for 1,000 years. So it was nice. It was nice to take a selfie with my high school friends.
I know. The other girl that I've never met before, she does podcasting.
Who?
The green sweater.
Katie. No, she does stand up. We used to host a show together for like 3 years at the pit.
Yeah. I wish I had talked to her more.
It was called, like, you probably think this song is about you. And it was like a stand up storytelling show. It was so fun because we would improvise. She raps and I sing. So we would like improvise. We'd pre-write these songs about people's sets. So we would ask them to like kind of send us like the gist of their set ahead of time. And then we'd surprise the audience and like be like, and then sing, like do a parody at the end. So it was always a parody. That's, I should say that. But it was.
Was it rap or any kind of song?
She rapped and I did a song. So we each picked like a guest to do. Like I'd be like, oh my God, I want Dre's story because like it just like that'll work with the song I want to do, blah, blah, blah. So
I love that. I could see her. I could see your friend rapping.
Oh yeah. She has a lot of music videos out and like.
What?
Very funny. Comedy music, you know.
Yeah,
we always did that kind of stuff. Yeah.
I love that. I didn't really get that intro with her. I don't know. We were just like talking to people, like, you know, networking. But
she's a funny comic. Yeah. Katie Haller. I'll tell her she's got a shout out on this week's episode.
Absolutely.
Anyway, it all went downhill after Friday when I saw you. Literally, like, went home, you know, felt good, whatever. We had I had a show on Thursday that went well. It was super fun to be with a lot of people. And then Friday at 3:45 a.m., so Saturday morning. Bobby Flay has not been feeling well. And so we're kind of on edge, just like the anxiety is at like an all time high. You know, when you have a dog who is when you're told he has a large heart tumor and you've already done the chemotherapy, like you're just kind of, if he's not well at all, you're like, is this it? Like, do I have to go? Like, I don't know. And we went to the vet, you know, we have whatever. So he woke us up and he doesn't wake up in the middle of the night unless he has to like go to the bathroom or like throw up, which happens maybe once every 6 months, right? Mm-hmm. Like he doesn't wake us up. He's one of those dogs that will sleep until I trained him to sleep till 11 a.m. If I sleep till 11 a.m., you know, that's how you have to, that's the best thing to do.
People, some dogs don't do it, but if you're lucky, a dog will do it. And I it's was like, amazing.
Yeah. Some people let a dog run their life where they're like, oh, I have to get up at 5 every day to walk my dog. I'm like, I would never. If that was the case, they wouldn't be my dog. You know what I mean? Like, that's not how I function.
Smaller dogs can definitely hold their pee, I think, longer. But if you got a big dog, you got to let them out. I have friends that just let their dogs out at like 6 a.m. They've got a big backyard. They obviously don't live in New York.
That's different. Yeah, that's a very different situation. But in New York City or L.A., when I have to take an elevator to like get outside and like,
oh my God, the horrors.
You know, that means... You sleep, he sleeps till I sleep, always. Yeah. So he woke up at 3:45 and he just sat on the edge of the bed and I thought, oh, he's not feeling well. Like he was just sitting there and it was weird. I said, Jared, he might have to go out. I don't know. He's not feeling well. And Jared, like we were both up and Jared gets up and he walks in the living room. He's like, it smells like burning. Do you smell that? And I was like, what? And I have the world's greatest senses. I don't know if you guys know that about me. I can hear and smell anything. Like it's,
but not heightened.
Like
this.
No. As soon as I got up, I walked into the living room. I was like, something's burning. It smells like burnt toast. He thought he was having a stroke. I think that's a sign of a stroke. Like,
oh God.
Like when you smell burnt toast or a heart attack, it's something. And I was like, something's burning. We opened the door in the hall. I opened the door in the hall. The hallway's full of smoke. I'm like, there's a fire somewhere. It smells like smoke.
Oh my God.
I panicked because this has happened to us before. I'm like, grab your computer. Like literally computer.
It's always the thing. What do you grab first?
Yeah.
Passport, computer.
Oh my God. I didn't even think about my passport. I was like, that's replaceable. I didn't even think that.
You know what? Most important things I realize are by your desk, like documents, computer, phone, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty much. And then if you have an animal.
I was like, I don't have a desk.
If you have a desk. Yeah.
I grab my computer. I put on clothes. I just was like, you know, grab whatever. I was like, Jared, grab your computer. You know, his brain is like Xbox. Should I grab my Xbox? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no.
That would be what a guy would think. Yeah.
We're like, my brain too.
I think he did bring it. This happened like 2 years ago. We had a fire. Like our doorman called him. Was like, there's a fire in six, like above you in six, like on the sixth floor. And I was like, oh shit. And she's like, if the sprinklers go off, like your shit's going to get ruined. So grab what is important. And Jared grabbed his Xbox with the computer. I grabbed my Gucci bag, my computer, like just anything. I was like, that's expensive. Boom.
Jewelry.
Yeah. I don't know if I brought jewelry. I kind of thought my jewelry would like remain. Is that weird? I was like,
if it's real gold, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was like, she'll be okay.
You'll find it under the rubble, I guess. Like what?
Anyway, we go into our lobby and, you know, our doorman's not there. And I was sort of like,
a 24-hour doorman. So the man should be there.
Someone should be there. Someone is on the clock. So I'm like looking around. I'm like looking behind the desk, like, cause I didn't know. I was like, am I the one to call? Are we the ones to call 911? I was like, is anyone? And Jared's like, let me go back up and like check. Maybe, you know,
right.
It was something that just burned and whatever. But like,
only was it your floor, you took the elevator?
Yeah. And it smelled like when you got out of the elevator. Like,
aren't you worried about the elevator? You're not supposed to take the elevator with smoke now?
Oh, really? Never heard.
That's why you're not walking down five flights of stairs. I don't have a fire escape.
We have stairs, but
that's the fire escape. I know, but it was working.
The alarms hadn't gone off. So okay, that's the thing. If the alarms had gone off, yes, the elevator would not be working. I would take the stairs. The alarms hadn't gone off, so we didn't really know. And I didn't know where it was coming from on the floor. So Jared was like, let me go back up. This was like 20 minutes of us like deciding.
And nobody else was in the hallways?
No.
People were asleep. It was 3:45 in the morning.
Yeah, 4 a.m.
No.
So I said, Jared, he's like, it's worse. Like, I'm like, you smell. When he came back that second time, I'm like, well, we're adults. Like, no one's here. We have to call the fire department. Like, they have to figure out what's happening, you know?
Yes.
So Jared calls 911. FDNY, fucking quick.
Rocks out.
Those guys are quick. Shout out FDNY. They showed up within 5 minutes. And mind you, since we went downstairs, it's been like 25 minutes, right?
Yeah.
When we finally decided, all right, we should call. And doorman, tie off, comes running in to the lobby. And he's like, I was in the bathroom. And I was like,
were his pants unbuckled? Like, what was really going on here?
He was passed out sleeping somewhere, you know? We have like a couple of rooms, lounge. He could go sleep in the, you know, hide.
What happened here? I just went to the bathroom.
And like the super, like, cause the super was there because there were two trucks, you know, FDNY doesn't fuck around. Those guys fucking showed.
Mm-hmm.
And, And they went up to the fifth floor. And then he was panicked too because they were like, do you have a master key? We don't know what apartment it's from. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, I don't know. And I go, there are keys for every, just hand him the fifth floor keys. There are keys for every, like, there's an emergency key for every apartment. And I know where they are. Like, I'm like, I've lived in this building for 7 years. So I was like, here's what you do, dude. Anyway.
This guy must be new.
Yeah. He's also like 18. You know what I mean? He's so young.
This was probably his first day on the job. He's like, I already got a fire.
Oh my God. His first day on the job. But I was literally looking at him like, you know, when they say like, here's your job, you know, as the overnight doorman, I guess your real main thing is like, just don't let the building burn down, right? Like,
and they say that as a joke and then it really happens.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was going to happen today.
So the firemen finally figured out, I think some people were wasted, put stuff in their stove and just let her rip. And it was caught on fire in the stove. So they like, you know, blew out the stove or whatever, but it was everywhere. And then like, I just am like, oh my God, Bobby Flay saved the building. Like, had he not woken us up, I don't know when I'm asleep if I'm not.
You guys would have woken up to the alarm and it would have been a shit show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was still kind of a shit show. You know, they're loud, those sirens.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah, that's true.
But I was just like, oh my God, he saved all of us. And we asked the firemen, I was like, did we do the right thing? Like, are we wasting? They were like, yeah, absolutely. Like, those people were passed out. Like, they were just fucked up.
So. It's giving a college dorm room popcorn in the microwave.
I know.
Burn up the whole building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was that. It even smelled in the morning. Like, we went to bed with
such a strong smell.
We left our windows open and like our door open, you know, like the air balcony. Yeah, we had to air it out. It smelled. And then the next day, even some woman, like Jared was downstairs and he was like, this woman was asking the doorman, like, what happened? My apartment smells. Like, what's happened last night? You know,
she must have been out.
She was asleep and like didn't realize. It was crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Okay, so the culprits come downstairs and go, sorry, it was us.
No.
You never knew who it was?
I don't know. I know they what apartment it is.
Oh, okay. So you know, yeah.
I know what apartment it is. So you know, I was like, I can't wait to throw shade at them in the elevator and be
five
like
5R.
Be like, no, it's not 5R, but close, you know. I don't want to say my apartment, like our
Bobby
apartment.
Bobby saved the day.
He really did. What a heroic act for that little man. If only he felt well. Yeah. So then Saturday we were like just dead because it was like we were up from like 3:45 to like 5:30. And then he woke up at 7. He wasn't feeling well. It was just like nonstop.
Yeah. I remember you texting me being like, I'm still in bed deciding how to get up for my day. I'm like, well, you should take a nap, honestly.
I feel like I haven't been able to get up. Today I got up. I got up today.
Did. I was like, listen, if you want to do remote today, you're like, no, I'm good. I'm like,
fine by me. I'm good. But yesterday was even worse. Not yesterday. Sunday. Saturday, I thought, recuperate, right?
Yeah.
You had a big week. I'm doing my show in Philadelphia. Oh, yeah. My mom asked if you were coming and then was like, can I do Andrea's part if she's not there? And I said,
I'll send her the wig. Lee,
no.
You have my permission. You can do Courtney. I'll send you the wig.
I said, absolutely not. Like, I think she's like, should I like perform? Like, my friends are coming to the show. Like,
I need this part to be there in the show.
And how?
I'm honored that she enjoys that
part. If you want to come to Philly, you know you always have a spot on my show.
Yes.
People would lose their mind. She's thinking about it. She's like, actually, maybe I could come to Philly tomorrow.
I do love Philly. It's a hop, skip, and a jump. Yeah. It's not that far.
No, it's an easy train. Hour and 20. So anyway, Sunday, I get up, you know, and we didn't do anything Saturday night. I was like, today will be a better day, right? Today will be a better day. I feel like I had to get this out. I'm sorry I'm taking up all of this time.
Oh, no worries. Just...
And that's our episode. No.
The stories are very good. She's a descriptive storyteller, so we do need the details.
I don't have to tell this one. I got robbed on the fucking subway. I don't have to tell it
you have to tell it so people understand. Pickpocketing is real. Attenzione. I wanted you to put that video up of the Italian woman that calls out pickpocketers.
I would
like to hear this, to be honest with you. I haven't heard the story.
What?
I haven't heard the story.
Mike hasn't heard the story.
I want to know the
tea. Okay, so I had a rehearsal in Midtown at a rehearsal studio for my show. I was meeting my piano player, and I thought that was bad because it took an hour to get to the city on the fucking train. I was going to drive.
That was bad.
I should drive right now. It's Sunday. I'm like, there's going to be a lot of people in Times Square. I'm literally going to Times Square. I was like,
yeah,
it's so easy to take the train there. I took the train. It took forever. I was stuck at First Avenue. I'm like, I don't feel like walking to Union Square, but whatever. I walked from there to Union Square eventually because we weren't fucking moving. It took too long. And I get there. I'm just frustrated because I'm paying for this room. I'm paying for his time. And I'm like half hour late for my 1 hour rehearsal. Like, we ran through all the music, whatever. And then I go to the 47th Street station to get on the NR, right? I don't know which one I got on. I've told this story so many times to so many police that I'm just sick of telling it, but I can do it quick. I get on the train. I'm on the first car because I'm going to the L. And so I know, you know, I'm going downtown. I get on. There's it's a crowded train, but there's a stroller kind of blocking the like right after I get on. So I'm in the place, you know, where the bar is. I'm leaning against the bar and the three bars that are next to the bench.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm
saying?
Smaller. That nook. You know how you can kind of like right by the doors and right by those three bars. If you take the New York City subway, you know what I'm talking about. So I'm standing in the nook. I'm wearing my Telfar bag, which I'm going to call them out. They don't close. They have a snap. It's an open bag. I like the bag, but it's open.
I know.
My wallet, I had just swiped. I don't have a Metro card. So I use my credit card to just tap and get into the train. So I put my wallet right back into the small pocket on my Telfar bag. So that.
Not zipped.
So that, I guess, was like, it's still on my person, but the bag has a long strap. So it was, I was leaning against the bar. And all of a sudden, there was a man and a woman, a very young, I say woman, she was like, she looked 17. And this guy, he was definitely in like his 40s. And
what?
He had, there was a stroller. There might have been two strollers because now I'm talking to this detective. She's like, were there two? And I was like, actually, there might have been. And I thought, and the strollers were covered in, bags, like shopping bags, you know, like a big brown bag and all these shopping bags. And I thought, wow, these people are getting their fucking shit done before Christmas. Yeah. How early are they shopping for the holidays? I did think that. Yeah. I have my headphones in. I keep to myself. I've lived here for 1,000 years. I don't talk to anyone on the subway. I don't smile at anyone. I'm just one of those people who's just like, keep to yourself.
Yeah.
So,
and there's no kids with them. They just have strollers.
I didn't
with
notice
bags.
Kids. Okay. Because the stroll, Like they weren't like tending to children. There were bags. And then the guy gets up. And like wraps around the pole, leans over, looks out the door.
No.
Almost to like see what stop we're at or whatever.
Oh my God.
And he's like in my face because I'm at the pole, right? Yeah. So he leans around and I'm like this, like get out of my face. Yeah. You know, I go like this or whatever. And I guess it was either him or the woman just reached in because I moved. They distracted me and grabbed my wallet. Now, I felt like something touched my bag. I felt like, oh, maybe I just moved and I swung my bag into the... I felt something, but I didn't want to assume. I also, like, I'm not the type of person to be like, hey, what are you doing? Are you touching my stuff? Like, I just...
Yeah.
I don't know. I gave him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe the stroller threw me off. I don't know. I'm like, these people are parents. Why would they, you know, nothing's happening. They immediately get off at 34th Street, Herald Square. Okay? Like, get up and get off. And I was going to get off. Because I thought, get on the express train.
Yeah.
And go straight. And then I thought, the train's not here. I'll just, if they're all getting off with all these strollers, like I have space.
There's more room for me.
Oh, no. I stay on. I'm on my headphones. I'm on my phone, whatever. And then I get on the L. And as I'm getting off the L, I start getting texts. And I don't.
It's been 5 minutes.
Literally. I didn't even wait for the L. As soon as I get off the L train, you know, like when I don't get texts like on my phone, I just get like, you know, it'll say like Andrea Lopez and I have to go in and open it to read the text. So I saw like a couple numbers and I was like, oh, there's like store texts that come in like, you know, like Black Friday sale for whatever. And I'm like, I didn't check it right away.
Yeah.
I check it as I get in the elevator in my building. And I was like, that's weird. $275 at Foot Locker on my my JetBlue card. That's weird. And I was like, wait a second. And then I walk in, I get another text. And then I go in my bag and my wallet's not there. And I was like, oh my God. I just start, you know, sobbing because I'm good at that. And I was like, oh my God, my wallet's gone. They spent $4,000 in Herald Square within 20 minutes. So I started just...
What is even in Herald Square that is...
Foot Locker, Famous Footwear, Foot Locker. Smoker World. I got all the fucking
Smoker
receipts.
World.
Smoker World?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You can spend $4,000 at Foot Locker and you have
to
get... They
went to Foot Locker Kids,
15
Foot
shoes.
Locker Adults. Famous Footwear, like psychopaths and like fast. You know what I mean?
This was all exactly fast. What they're doing. This is where all the shopping bags are. It's all connecting the dots here.
Yeah. So I immediately do that. I connect the dots and I was like, oh my God. And then I'm like, they have my whole wallet.
Oh,
so I start canceling my cards. You know, I just start canceling everything. Yeah. You know, not even lock. You have to just like get a new card and report fraud. And, you know, I had to talk to all these people like, did you spend this? Did you spend this?
Right.
And then Jared's like, you have to file a police report. They have like your ID. And like, I thought my social security card was in there too. I was like, they have everything. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, you know. And so I call the police at 34th Street, like the precinct. I'm like, I'll call where they are.
Yeah.
And they were like, you have to file a report in person and you have to go into your local precinct if you discovered it when you were off the train. And I was like,
your local precinct, which means the one by you closest to your home.
Yeah.
Or
so they gave me the address. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so I go there and I kid you not, I spent 4 hours Sunday night at the fucking police station because I told this story and these guys couldn't decide who takes the case because it happened on the subway. But I discovered
nobody wants the case.
It was honestly, the system is fucked. There are five policemen just fighting. I had to tell the story on the phone and they were like, but where did you? And they were trying to get me to say I found out in the subway.
Oh my God.
They were like, I was on the phone with the transit police in Midtown or whatever because they were talking to me and then in front of the other cops and they were like, tell them you found it in the subway. Tell them you found it in the subway.
So Paul Blart, the
and I said, don't want to deal with this.
I literally was like, I didn't, you know, like it's fucked up. These guys all sucked. I've dealt with both FDNY and NYPD this week. And I got to say, FDNY wins. And I was just like,
the public servants in New York. Yeah. You've been with everybody. You've made your rounds.
They were so fucking rude to the point where yesterday I had four phone calls from different police officers asking me to tell the story again because they're like, the story doesn't match. Like, you know, and I said, no, they want a different story. That's the story. I don't know what to tell you guys. This didn't happen in Williamsburg, but that's when I discovered it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't connect the dots. Had I fucking felt someone take my wallet or thought that, I would have chased after the guy. I would have gone to a cop in the station. Yeah. I'm not afraid of these, you know?
Well, it's crazy that they're telling you, it's almost like Herald Square pawned you off on Williamsburg police because they're like, go over wherever you
discover it. And I guess that is the rule where you realize it happened, but I know where it happened and it's very obvious. And I was like, I could have solved this. I know what they look like. I could describe them to you. I know they had a stroller. I saw the bags on the stroller. Like if I saw footage of this, easy. I'm not trying to catch these. I don't think these people will get off for free. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to catch them. I just don't want my fucking identity taken or anything like that.
Luckily, I don't think they were after that. It's the only solace thing we have.
Who knows?
Knowing that they don't want that.
They were professionals because I was like
professional pickpocketers for money. You know,
I guess I don't really have any money, so. They just had my cards, but it sucks. It sucks having to go through that.
Getting all the new cards, one of the most tedious, annoying things to do.
I know.
So now you have to lock all your cards.
I just got two of them because I got them overnighted. But like, you know, but like my Amex won't come till the 20th because Jared, like I was like, get your computer and help me. Like, let's do this at the same time.
Right.
And so he just like ordered a new, like canceled and ordered a new card on Amex. And I was like, had I talked to them on the phone with the fraud people, they were like, you already ordered it, so we can't change it. And I was like, what the fuck? They were like, we could have overnighted it to you, but Jared had already like done it, ordered it. Anyway, guys, thank you for letting me vent. This was a crazy weekend.
It really was. I didn't, when you texted me, New York FDNY is better than the police department. And I was like, I was like, yeah, I guess so. I had totally forgotten that it had already been 2 days since your last incident with the fire. I'm like, oh my God, you have seen the fire department and the police department in less than 3 days.
And have I seen them in 14 years? No.
It's all together like, in one weekend.
What the fuck? And my dog is not well. And literally at the police station, I was like, I have to go. My dog has cancer. I have to go home. I don't care like, who takes this fucking case. Your dog has
fucking cage.
I don't care. These guys. You have my story. Deal with it. Yeah. Like, what the hell? I'm not sitting there being like, let's go find the guy. I could find this guy. Honestly, like,
can you look at the footage? Do they say we can like take a look?
I don't
think
I'm allowed to look at, there's a woman detective who's helping me and I've been, we're in touch, but I don't think I'm allowed to look at the store footage or the, and there's no footage on the MTA apparently.
But you have the locations that they were at, like the stores. You're not allowed to look at that.
Yeah, she is allowed to look at that. Oh. And they might show me a photo. They'll show me like a photo of like five people. I don't know if it could have been the woman who took it. You know what I mean? Which if
they were in cahoots.
They were. Yeah.
It's an accessory to the crime.
Because they really got up fast and pushed these strollers off. And I was like, okay, I guess I could sit, you know?
Damn.
Isn't that fucked up? Anyway.
It is. This is your first time getting pickpocketed in New York?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Have you been?
No, but I've only been here really like 2 years.
It's a terrible city. No one
comes. 2.5 years.
You should leave now.
I'm driving everywhere.
I'm driving everywhere.
I am one of those people where I have everything under my arm. Like you can't even access anything.
Yeah.
If you want to touch my ass, you have more of a chance of doing that than stealing anything. You got to keep it all locked up.
I guess so. I'm going to have to take the train today, but I don't want to. And I was like, should I drive? I don't know.
Lock it up.
Stressed out.
I know. Yeah. I know. But you did say there's a what tonight?
There was last night. There was a new moon. Andrea's laughing, but there was a new moon. And
no, listen, I think we all,
and honestly,
every time there is a new moon, we all do feel like we need it.
New energy. I saged my whole apartment. Maybe too hard. Jared was saging
fire,
it.
Anna.
I fell asleep and he was saging it. And I was like, this morning, I'm like, my pillow, I'm like, how much sage did you sage? Because we got everything out, you know?
You can't clear out too much. We kind of need some of that old energy back.
I don't know.
You sage too I'm hard.
Good. No, I think we're good. I think get it out. You know what I mean? Like, just get everything out. We saged really hard.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, new moon, new energy. I don't know. I have my show this week. Have I looked at my show? No.
You're ready. You've done the show before.
I've done the show before, but you know what? The universe doesn't really want me doing the show. That was when Bobby got sick. The August show.
The August show. The first of the shows. Yeah.
The second.
The second one?
I did May.
Okay. May then August.
Yeah. Anywho, if you are in Philadelphia, I'm going to plug my show, honey. Come get a ticket. Okay. I think we've sold like 200 tickets, but I think that it's a room of 300. So yeah, get a ticket. A big, big spot. World Cafe Live. It's like a famous place in Philly. I'm very excited. I have a lot of peeps from like my childhood coming. It should be fun.
That is big.
If any of you big wig listeners are coming, you better show yourselves after because I want to say hi to everyone.
Taking pics.
We're taking pics. Actually, I hired zero photographer. Jared's taking pics, you know. I had someone reach out and now that when you said that, I was like, oh, I never followed up with that Philadelphia photographer. Oopsies. It's okay.
Jared will be there taking pics. It'll be totally fine.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Oh my God. Well, I was in Boston.
Wait, real quick. Andrea, can you just plug your mic back in? I think wire guy.
We're going to talk about happier times. I think we should take a quick break. And then I want to hear the entire Housewives Boston night. Look at that. New moon energy already. I'm bringing us back in. Dre had a whirlwind of a Sunday. The opposite of my Sunday. You were with the housewives. Tell us how the event went.
Housewives. I set myself a strict rule that I had to be home by midnight because I had a flight at 7 a.m. Had to be at LGA by 6.
Wait, midnight Saturday.
Midnight Saturday.
Okay.
And I was going to the sketch show that I used to be a part of, the I'm Mostly by Myself sketch show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was the best of show, so I wanted to go. And I was like, you know what? We're all probably going to go out after. And I'm not very good at controlling myself, you know, when we're with a bunch of friends. And I told Nick, I'm like, I'm getting home at 12:30 latest. He was like, all right, cool. Hold
was
you to
he
it.
With you?
No, because he had a show. He was doing stand-up at in Jersey.
Okay.
So he was like, well, I'll see you when we get home. And I was like, all right, cool. Little old me. Bring my friend out. We're at Amity Hall. I was loving it. They were playing old Chris Brown, which we don't like Chris Brown, but we like his old stuff. So I was feeling hyped up, basically.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say. So I pretty much stayed out till like 2. Well, you know, the L train was not moving. It was just not moving. So I don't know. They just move slower on weekends and night. That's just.
The L sucks. Yeah. Always Uber after midnight, I think.
Always Uber. I don't even know why. And you know what? There's construction
going on. I was
going to
say, you Uber
on.
A lot too. So I'm surprised you took the train.
For this time, I was like, it's just the L. It's right here. But then, of course, the L is not working from 6th Ave till Union Square. So like.
8th to Union. Yeah.
8th to Union. So I was kind of walking away. But I was like, it's fine. No, should have Ubered. So I got home real late and I was so scared I wasn't going to wake up. So I just kind of stayed up for 4 hours. Like I was like, I'm not going to wake up for this. I have this thing. I can no longer listen to my alarm. I'll just sleep right through it.
Really?
So I packed my bag and I just kind of like stayed up for like 4 hours.
You stayed up?
I would die.
I'd be too tired.
Well, I was so tired, but I was so, the fear of not waking up for this show was so scary to me. So,
cause you had a flight to catch to Boston.
To Boston. Yes. So then my flight was at 7. We make it there. I was so tired, but the flight was only like 40 minutes. It's the quickest flight ever.
It's so easy. I know.
It's crazy. So we get there. We did it. The housewives showed up later than us and they were booked at the Omni Shoreham Hotel for their glam.
Okay.
And we were over chilling at the Holiday Inn. We were over there. We're doing our glam.
Did you have glam? Did they have glam or you did?
They had glam for us, but it was one woman for 8 people. So she was like, I'm so sorry, but she was like, beautiful Russian woman. I don't have the time for your face. And I was like, it's fine. It's fine.
What the hell?
Renata, it's fine. So then I just ended up doing, you know. My old shebang. It's just another day.
You're good at glam.
We've done our glam.
You look great.
Thank you.
Okay.
So we did the glam. We get there. It's such a fast moving pace. They met like 200 people VIP. So we barely had like 2 minutes together, right? Because they're going from the VIP. Then they say hi to us. We do run of show. We did the show. And then we all came back to the green room. It was a great show. Boston's crazy, actually.
They VIP first?
They did VIP first because we had to get out of there for a 6:30 flight. So we were in, we're out, less than 12 hours. So they wanted to get everything done before. So everybody was nice. You know, I know Teresa. I've seen Dolores before. Jennifer Aiden is always so nice. But this is the first time meeting Dorinda.
Okay. And how was it? And Dorinda's one of your faves. So Dorinda's I was really excited.
Yeah, she's one of the one-liners. Like, she always says, she just says really funny things.
Yeah.
Like, clip. And she just has great one-liners. So I was excited. But I think this was the last of their show circuit. So they were tired. I mean, they were still great to fans. But for us, they were like, what's up, guys? We're good. Okay, let's go. Done. You know, very fast moving.
Yeah.
So I got to just say, oh my God, Dorinda, I love Bluestone Manor. I absolutely just, I'm a huge fan. I'm so excited to be on stage with you. And she was like, well, thank you. You're so sweet. And then that was pretty much the end all be all. There was no invite to Bluestone Manor by any means.
Not yet. You planted a seed. She planted the seed.
I planted a seed.
You said, Dorinda,
planted a seed.
I'm a fan, not just of you, of your mansion.
Of your mansion as well. But there definitely was no formal invite.
Oh, it's going to happen.
And then I brought up Bryn, one of the new Roni women. And I was like, I heard Bryn wants to come to Bluestone Manor. She's like, she does want to come to Bluestone Manor. We'll see if that actually happens. And then she kind of like gave a look. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I guess no one's going to Bluestone Manor.
Do you think they have like a little beef, you know, with Bravo for being like, hey, let's get a whole new cast of like younger, like,
I know, I
women.
When you ask them, she was like, oh, I love them. It's amazing. I think they're getting great people. And they've had connections with, you know, they know some of them, Uba.
Yeah.
But there may be some animosity. I definitely think
at home she's drinking. She's
some
like,
of the women
fucking
are.
Young, ugly bitches. We were the real ones. We were the OG.
They do have a lot of fans that all say, like, there's no Roni like the old Roni. So they'll always have their
I can't wait to watch Ultimate Girls Trip, right?
Yes.
Did you ask her about that?
We showed a trailer. And okay. They showed the trailer at BravoCon. So this was our first look at the trailer. It looks insane. They look like they have so much fun together. They're just all best friends. Catty, bitchy to each other, but so fun. There was a pirate involved. I think Luann slept with a pirate.
Yeah, I did. You know it. He was like, hey, Lou, how are you? And I thought, wow, a pirate.
What about that booty, Lou?
Add that to my list.
You wanted that pirate booty.
I wanted a pirate booty.
Great. The trailer looks great. I'm actually really excited to watch it.
Would never eat pirate booty unless it was the real deal.
From the real pirate himself. So good. So yeah, they were very sweet. And then we all headed back and we had like a very quick dinner and everybody was talking about Ozempic. Like everybody, not going to reveal who's on it or who they think is on it, but after the meal, they're like, oh, Ozempic this, Ozempic this.
And the thing about Ozempic is we all know who's on it. It's a drug that makes you lose weight.
Yeah, they're pretty open about it. But the thing about Housewives is they also do a lot of plastic surgery.
Yeah.
So sometimes, I mean, what is it? Is it Ozempic or is it
lipo?
A lipo. We have no idea anymore. But it was just funny to hear their conversations. And they were like chit-chatting about like so-and-so and the new show and, you know, just little like tidbits. Of course, there was small tables. So I was, it was like the cool girl at the cafeteria. I was over there on the other table with the other hosts and they were all sitting over there like, guys, join us. There's no room for us. We're like, no, we're good. We're good. We're over here. It's good. And we were just like overhearing their like little
whispers. I would have been like, yeah, Dorinda, can I sit on your lap? Please.
Basically, I wanted to be.
You should have left the host and been like, sorry, guys, I have some research.
I know. I was trying to play that cool, very, you know, relaxed, not trying to push on them. And then I found out that I'm on Dorinda's flight home. And she's like, you're on my same flight? And she seemed like happy, but also like, why are you on my same flight? And I was like, oh yeah, 6:25 back to LGA. She's like, okay, great. Well, we'll all go together. And we were all in the private car together, like driving to the airport with all the women.
Are you just dying? You're in a car with Dorinda and you're like, I'm going on the same
flight. I'm sitting right next to Dorinda. Yeah. So we get to the airport. The only surprising thing I wanted to say is Dorinda does not have TSA. Pre-check.
What? Wait, what?
So we get to Boston. Mind you, of course, these women want to get to the airport like 2 hours before, right? I'm like, guys, we can just go right at 6. We'll walk right onto the plane. It's fine. We got TSA. Nobody's going to be there. It's Sunday night. And they're like, no, we have to get there early. So we get there and there's nobody in line. We roll up to TSA and the regular line. Nobody in line. And Dorinda's like, come on, we'll go in this line. I was like, oh, I'm TSA pre. She's like, no, you're fine. There's nobody here. I was like, okay. So I go. And of course, they have to check my bag. They're like making me do all these rules. And Dorinda sees my bag get checked because I'm TSA. I'm used to not taking out my electronics. Dorinda's like, all right, look, they stole your back. I'm going. Bye. Didn't see her for the rest. I was like, the reason why I'm in this line is because you're not TSA pre.
Oh my God. And then you get flagged.
And then I get flagged.
And she leaves you.
And she was like, I'm so sorry, but they're flagging you. Must be something wrong with your bag. Bye. I'm like, I cannot believe this.
So Dorinda.
Dorinda.
Were you like, wait, babe, stay.
I know. I was like, wait, let's get Starbucks. A quick check. She was like, I'll see you over in LGA. I'm like, all right, bye. So she left.
Wait, my question
was right there.
Was it, guys, some of these planes, they don't have like first class.
She was in first class.
There was a first class.
And I went over to steerage. I was like, 23F? I said hi to her in first class. I'm like, hi, Dorinda. So amazing meeting you. Oh my God, love.
Did you say hi?
She's a very touchy. When she talks to you, she'll grab your arm.
Oh, I love that.
And she grabbed me. She was like, oh my God, sweetie, loved meeting you.
Aw.
And then that was it.
Were you like, what's your phone number?
The only person to ask me for my phone number was
Give
Jennifer
me your number.
Aiden. Jennifer was like, Dre, what's your number? I was like, it's two. I talked to a 202. Talked it loud. Oh my Nobody God. Gave a shit.
Do you follow her? Does she follow you now?
Dorinda, I don't know. Today was my plan. It was to do all the follow-ups. I was going to give a day and then, you know, do the follow-ups. Like, hey, what's up? So amazing to meet you. I just wanted to, you know, pass along my contact if you need me for literally anything.
By the way, I have a podcast and we want to feature Bluestone Manor.
Yeah. Oh, the other funny thing was, as I'm leaving the car, they are rushing me so fast. And I said, the audition that I said that it was so big, I'm rushing out of the car and I wanted to leave one little inkling. I was like, I just auditioned for this and this and this. If you guys know anybody at this network, that'd be amazing. And they all go, what? And then the driver slams the door on my face. And I go, why did I just do that? Why did I just do that?
You jinxed it then.
I did.
Oh.
I was like, ew, that just came out of my mouth. What the? And do they have any pool at that network? No, they're on Bravo. They're on Peacock.
Don't bring up another network.
I literally wanted to vomit in my mouth. I could not believe that came out of my mouth. I was like, I'm going to go fuck myself. Like, I didn't even know what to say.
It's so funny.
So it was just funny. Dorinda's like, I got to get TSA. So I think we got Dorinda on the pre-check
list. That's great.
She's like, I got global entry, though. I go, Dorinda, that's for Europe.
Yeah.
It was so funny, though. But
she's got to get clear. Isn't that above TSA?
Above
I'm going to get clear, I think.
Yeah.
Because there's so many TSA people now. It's just like annoying.
You know.
It's like regular line. Now we need to bump up.
We've moved. Everybody knows the secret of TSA now.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Boston, Jared had it 8 years ago.
Clear? Or yeah. TSA pre?
Pre. Oh. He had it like for when we met and he was like, you don't have pre. So like for years when we traveled, I didn't have it. And then finally, like, I don't know, like 3-4 years ago, before the pandemic, I had it for like one of our trips. He's like, I'm not waiting. He's like, I'm not going in a regular line to like go to Europe. And I was like, oh, okay. I'll get it.
Fine. Cool. But so wait, now he has clear?
No, he doesn't have clear. But unless he does, and I don't know. He would be like, yeah, I have clear. Like, I got it like months ago.
Did I need to tell you that I have clear?
Duh.
There was one fun game I wanted to tell you guys about because I want to implement it in our show. We had the audience members read monologues from like the famous cast members.
Uh-huh.
So Teresa's obviously was prostitution whore, which is fantastic. The audience members gave it their all. I was amazed. Shout out Boston. You guys are
That's great.
So I think we should read some monologues from our favorite, favorite shows. Favorite housewives, favorite Kardashians, favorite shows.
Love it. I love reading a monologue, you know? I used to act. I was once an actor.
Back in
the day, I was an actor. No, I'm still an actor, actually. The amount of tears I've cried in front of, like, you know, the police this week.
Let's make it a show, Anna. These are all little tidbits that can be used in our show.
What show?
Girl, it's going to be a sitcom. I don't know.
My sitcom of the walking ball of bad luck.
The Mexi and the Jew. Let's do it.
A Mexi-Jew.
It's like Broad City, but we'll throw some little.
Do you know that was like, it's so funny when you were pitching shows like, you know, 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
If you said it's Broad City, but it's this, like immediately canceled in a room. Canceled, even though Broad City was amazing. We loved Broad City.
Absolutely incredible.
You can't recreate Broad City, though. And I think so many people tried.
I know.
And it was so not, nothing ever took off. Girls is a different kind of New York.
I was going to say.
But that wasn't Broad City. It was like.
No.
A totally different vibe, right?
Totally. It was very much more, I would say, Brooklyn, kind of hipster, but mixed in with that, the other lawyer girl. They had a lot of different personalities. Broad City was like those two girls, stoners, making it in the city. I love Alana's mom when they went shopping in Chinatown for the bags.
Oh my God, she's the best. Susie Essman.
Yes!
She's in, oh my God, I watched Theater Camp. She's in Theater Camp.
How amazing is that?
I thought it was
that?
Very funny. Traumatizing and funny. You know what I mean? Like
a lot of similarities. They did a good job at representing theater camp.
I never went to a theater camp, so I loved it. Like, I wish I went to theater camp, but I also think it would have made me like be like a scientist. You know what I mean? If I if I grew up with that kind of competition and like psychotic people, you know, I liked being the theater kid in a place that I'm one of a few, you know what I mean? Yes. But that is overwhelming. That's like too stimulating to be in a room with a bunch of people who are like, what's your dream role?
I know. It's a little bit too intense. Owen Thiel. I interviewed him at Sundance. He's the tall, light-skinned kid.
Okay.
In theater camp.
Yeah.
If you want to interview him, he will come on.
Yeah? Was he great?
He was absolutely amazing. He's also like 6'5 and just stunning.
Wow.
He had one of the best outfits at Sundance.
Shout out. Fashion. Okay.
It's fantastic. He's fantastic.
Yeah, no, I thought it was cute, but Susie Essman had a little part in it. And I was like, oh, I love her.
Susie Essman.
Is there any series that you've never watched that you've always wanted to like sit down and just watch?
Oh my God. So many. I feel like people say things all the time and I'm like, never seen that.
Yeah.
So
I'm famously never seen like the big ones.
Well, there's a lot of ones that people always talk about. I did watch Sopranos. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Kind of did that at the tail end.
I remember when you like picked that up. Yeah.
Yeah.
You picked up the hobby.
I did. It is a hobby. You got to watch the whole thing from start to finish. Everybody talks about Suits now, but like, eh.
Yeah. I never watched Suits or The Sopranos.
I think
so far, I'm 0 for 2.
I think you would love The Sopranos. But Mike, you got any shows that are just absolutely amazing that we would know, but we haven't watched?
That you guys would like?
Well, yeah. Things we need to watch.
Justified is a very slept on show, but I don't know.
Justified?
Yeah, it's Timothy Oliphant.
Did not expect that. I thought you were going to be like Game of Thrones.
No. I mean, I feel like the HBO shows, they're all, a lot of the shows that I would recommend like that are like kind of no-brainers. Like Mad Men's one of my favorite shows.
Mad Men.
But like, you know, I feel like everybody's kind of seen that.
It was a cult favorite.
Yeah.
I never watched the big hits like that. Mad Men.
You've never watched Mad Men?
No.
You would really, I think you would love Mad Men.
Game of Thrones, yeah. Couldn't get into it. I tried like so many times and I've seen like episodes here and there and I just am like, I can't. There's just like too many characters. And that's
and dragons
thing.
And shit.
I don't like, yeah. I don't
incest?
Like that kind of
Nobody
stuff.
Likes incest? Come on. What do you mean?
I don't like any fighting either. Is that weird?
Oh, yeah. We have talked about action movies.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
no
like fighting. It just, like, my brain can't handle it. Love slasher movies, hate fighting movies. Like, I don't mind if you walk up with a knife and, like, you know, do, like, the scream, like, rip someone's guts out. I'm, like, here for horror, but I can't handle, like, guns and shooting and, like, fighting.
There's different levels to those movies, though, because I'm thinking of like heist movies. Get me in a heist movie. Love a heist movie.
She loves a heist movie.
But like action, like Mission Impossible, it's like, all right, how many times could Tom Cruise fucking jump a mountain into a plane? Like, that's a lot.
Have you watched all of Sex and the City?
Yes, but not in order, though. It's always like I've seen this one and this one, and I'm like, okay, I completed season 3.
Got it.
But then, yeah, maybe I should just watch it all the way through.
Oh my God, it's the best.
It is the best. My parents used to have a tenant on the top floor of our house, and she was one of my brother's friends, and she had all the seasons of Sex and the City, so I would sneak up there, and I would steal one of her Slim Jims from her refrigerator, and then I would go and I would watch Sex and the City.
That is a great story.
And she used to go to my mom and go, Carol, I know this is crazy, but my Slim Jims are missing. And my mom's like, that is the craziest thing. Maybe we have mice upstairs. But she's like, no, but it's like from the refrigerator. They're going. And I think she knew. She was like alluding to the fact that I was stealing it. And I'd be like, oh my God, somebody's stealing your Slim Jims? That's crazy. You know, wow. I was like 9 years old. I think that's why I love Slim Jims.
She's a Slim Jim thief. Also, my first question was, why is she keeping them in the fridge?
I don't know. It was like a cool little treat. I have no idea, but she kept the Slim Jims. Maybe that keeps it more fresh, but they're already like,
I would imagine they get even gropier, you know, like harder.
They're already processed meat. You don't need to put them in the fridge.
We've been trying so hard to get Slim Jims to sponsor this podcast, you know, 40 episodes in, and they still have not reached out. But one of these days, all we need is that one long one, you know, we're going to do like
Lady and the Tramp
style. Lady and the Tramp, that Slim Jim.
Yeah, I'll hit them up right now with that idea.
Let's do it. I love a Slim Jim.
Girl,
there was a period of time where I thought you weren't supposed to eat the outside skin.
So you're squeezing the shit in outside of the
casing? No, you don't squeeze it. You just like kind of unravel it like you would like a thick pepperoni.
Oh my God. I've never heard of that.
Throw that skin out, you know, just get the meat. Just eat the real deal.
Yeah, the skin is a little bit rough on the intestines, but so is the meat.
Wait, I saw there was a recall news story. I saw there was a recall today on the dinosaur chicken nuggets. If you guys are one of those people, because I would buy those. If you're one of those people that goes to the supermarket and you're like, I fucking loved these as a kid, don't get them because apparently there's shards of metal.
So this is a new development. This is just the most recent packaging that's gone out.
I knew there wasn't chicken in there.
There
wasn't
chicken. Yeah. Impossible meat.
Yeah, it's extra crunchy this week.
Shards of glass?
Metal. They found pieces of metal. I guess you don't say shards, but you know, specks of metal in the chicken nuggets. I did send it to my friend Gab. Shout out Gab. Cause I was like, yo, I know you. You Instagram yourself having like dino chicken nuggets and mac and cheese. I'm like, girl, lay off the dinos for a little minute.
She's not like, the dinos.
Don't tell on me.
From Slim Jims to dino nuggets.
I mean, I love it.
Absolutely insane.
I feel like we need to take a quick break and then we're going to come back with our last part.
Oh, man. Hi, guys. We're back. And I just want to say I'm not in the best of spirits.
I am.
Kim was on the cover, just add them up, of the GQ magazine for like, what was it? Man of the year?
Absolutely. Kimberly is man of the year.
This makes
how great.
No sense, though.
Well, here's the thing. We did launch Skims Men. And so Kimberly really has a hold on, you know, the whole men's beauty and I'm sorry, undergarments.
But like, she really just doesn't know anything about
being a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. She's a perfect, you know, she's a better businessman than I could ever be. Your sister really works really hard.
And I love the picture of her eating Cheetos. Like the literally the day she eats Cheetos is the day that I stop making out with Travis.
I'll believe that when I see it. She really, you know, we decided it was between Doritos and Cheetos and we were on set and she had never tried either, you know, because she takes such good care of her body.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I've had quite a few of these snacks, actually. I had some in my bag because I had an edible like 14 minutes before we got there. And I said, Kimberly, take your pick. And she didn't know what to try. She went with the Cheetos and she really enjoyed it.
So she's on the Cheetos kick. This is crazy.
Well, we also thought if she goes on the cover of GQ with a bag of Cheetos, you know, Cheetos, I have 16 emails in my inbox right now from the Cheetos headquarters. And they're like, wait, Kimberly loves our product. We've got to work with her. So, you know, one job leads to the next, doll.
Were you angry that we kind of talked about our dad, Robert, your ex?
A little bit, actually, you know, it's always a little sad. It's a little bit of a sore subject. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for noticing my feelings for once, doll.
It's because I care, Mom. It's because I care so much.
No, she doesn't.
No, seriously. Did you love the pictures?
I thought it was actually not my favorite picture of Kim.
Kind of crazy. Well, no, I love the one where she's at the desk and the back.
That one's cool.
They've got the background of her. Very intense.
The Cheetos one I didn't love, though. Landscape. I was sort of like...
The Cheetos one was a little alternative. I'll give it to her. I thought it was cool. What about the alien eyes and the wet hair look? It's all over the place.
Yeah. I just love, you know, the wet hair look is amazing because it's like, wow, you can roll out of the shower. And people think you tried. You know what I mean? Like,
it is giving that new layer of unpreparedness that means hot.
Mm-hmm. I kind of wish my hair, like, my hair's gonna dry by the time.
Here's the thing, we don't have the expensive gel to keep it the wet look.
Yes.
I need to get that. Once that shit dries, you look like a shaggy little wet dog.
Yeah.
Like, it's not cute anymore. It's like, but we want to keep it wet.
It's such a smart thing, though, because you know when you get out of the shower and you, like, you flip your hair wet and you're like, I look
great. That's a great look, fresh out of the shower.
Yeah.
Never stays that way.
Never stays. And you're not out when you get fresh out of the shower. It's not like you're walking into a party. You know what I mean?
It's a 5-minute window.
Yeah. Yeah. I do wish we could interview all the men who are like, how did she get cover of GQ? And I've never gotten cover of GQ. She's breaking barriers, really. She's really pushing, breaking that glass ceiling for women, Kimberly.
I mean, it is interesting that they put that. Is she technically the first cover?
To be a woman on the cover of GQ? I don't know.
I wish I did know that. I gotta look that up, but...
I want to say no. I feel like Cher probably did it at some point, but...
I am a rich man.
Mom, I am a rich man.
I am a rich man. Something else I wanted to talk to you about is the Twin Flames doc. Really quickly, I just watched it last night, and for the next episode, you gotta watch it.
Okay.
It's absolutely insane, and it's actually so relevant, because I was just on a bachelorette party, and my friend... my friend's friend was just approached by a girl that was in the Twin Flames. It's called Twin Flames Universe.
It's a cult.
It's basically, it's coming out as a cult. Yes.
Okay.
But these people in it do not know that it's a cult though. They think it's just a way of religion that they're following to find their true love.
That's most cults, right?
It is. It's like, I'm sorry.
We're not in a cult. We just worship this one man who abuses us. No.
Right. And they pay crazy amounts of money to be a part of it. So and all they do is join these Zoom sessions. They're on Zoom for, I don't know, 6-7 hours a day learning these lessons.
Still?
Yeah,
they don't have like a headquarters anywhere for the Twin Flame.
Well, what the guy is trying to do is buy this 300-acre farm in the middle of nowhere, and he wants to have all of the people involved in the universe to come and live there, and then they're just going to start procreating together. But he controls who you're going to procreate with to make the ultimate Twin Flame universe babies.
What?
It's
That's
sick.
Weird.
No, it's disgusting. And if you look at this guy, I almost couldn't get through the dock because I wanted to punch my TV so hard.
Wow. Not me. I was watching the Beckham doc. And I was like, wow, he is good looking at all different ages.
He really is. He really is. And so is Victoria.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they taking?
You know, and they love each other so much.
They really do.
They wanted to both like abandon their like, you know, career. They were like ready to just be in love.
Talk about a long distance relationship. Like, ain't nobody do it like the Beckhams.
No.
He was like, right after the game, I would go and I would travel and I would see her and she would come back from the shows and she'd be talking to him after the show. And I'm like, God, it's just, how'd you make it work, you know?
So crazy.
Have you gotten to the infidelity part? Because I actually never got to that. That was part three.
I watched the first episode.
Okay, good.
Maybe, yeah, like one and like change. But no, I haven't watched it. And I think it's only four. Mm-hmm. I can get through that. Four episodes and then I'll watch Twin Flames. What a bad name for a cult.
Twin Flames. Well, the crazy thing is he wanted to be a life coach. We started making like all these Facebook sessions and doing videos. And then him and his wife were like, well, we can start talking about our relationship. So they started making it like find your twin flame. And there was already this idea of twin flame out there on the internet. And he kind of just like stole it for himself and called it Twin Flame Universe.
Interesting.
And it's just so bad how he's profiting off these poor people who met people in the cult have actually gone to jail for stalking because he told them that that's your twin flame and they believed him. So they would go and stalk these poor people and then people would do restraining orders. And I just can't believe people are at that level mentally and they have nobody in their circle to be like, you're going insane.
Yeah.
And they try to distance themselves from their family. Some people haven't talked to their family in 3 years. And they started changing their sex because this guy told them that your twin flame is the same gender as you. And the woman's like, I have never identified as a man. He's like, well, you're the masculine in the relationship. So you should start taking.
That doesn't mean change your gender.
These people started going under sex changes.
Just because this guy told them that?
Yes.
Okay, that's really messed up.
It's
that's
crazy so that they get to sick. That point, though.
Oh, my God.
And
okay, now I'm intrigued.
Right now. Intrigued.
People are so sad. Oh, my God.
It's actually crazy.
Is it bad that part of me thought, like, wait, I could charge money to, like, teach someone how to stalk on Instagram? Like, I could do that.
Oh, this guy is, I don't even know how he's built it. But it looks like he doesn't go outside at all. It looks like he literally is on his computer all day just making these sessions.
I imagine.
Oh, my God.
He's building a universe.
Yeah.
Sick. It's just insane.
Disgusting.
It's insane. Oh, my God. We got a Bethany shout out on our video. Bethany liked our Chris and Court.
She did.
Did you see what I commented?
What'd you comment
I
back?
I said, Chris and Court are ready to come on your podcast, Beth.
The reality reckoning. We're ready to go. We'll just bring a big baked potato and eat it with her.
Oh, my God. I really think we should. I think she'd want us to come on as like them. I think she'd get a kick out of that.
I think so, too.
All right. We'll hit her up. Bethany, we love you. We're coming for you.
It's time to pitch the shows. Thank you guys so much for coming to our live show, for live streaming it, the available YouTube video. We're going to put it up on the YouTube channel.
Yes.
So you'll be able to access it.
And the episode is out, so you can listen to it. It might be a little wonkier than our normal episodes, but it's out there. And thanks for being a bigwig. Love you. Thanks for letting me vent.
Yes.